Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Chof Ches. We're in the middle of a fascinating story about how Rabbi Gamliel had, unfortunately, a dispute with Rabbi Yeshua, and as a result, he was deposed. He was impeached from the position of Nasi. And we learned yesterday, instead, they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be his successor. And as you recall, we finished off here on the top of Chof Ches Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to his wife actually said to him, people are not going to have the proper respect for you because you don't have a white beard. You only have a black beard. And overnight, miraculously, the black beard grew 18 rows of white hairs. And as a result, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Hari ani kiben shivim shana, v'lo yizachisi sheti omar, etc. Why did it say kiven shivim shana? Because he really wasn't shivim shana. He was only 18 years old. So we're holding now 8-9 lines from the top of the Amud, and the Gemara continues on. Tana oise hayom salkuhu l'shoymer ha-pesach v'nitn lehem reshus l'talmidem l'ikones shoyram gamliel machrez v'oymer kol talmid she'ein toichei kevaroi l'ikones l'beis ha-medrish. Rabbi Gamliel maintained a very, very high standard for all his talmidim, and he said the only talmid that can come to go and learn is a person who's toichei kevaroi. Toichei kevaroi means that both internally and externally he looks the same. That he's really sincere. He's really erlich. He really means it. I'm not just going to go and take anybody. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah reversed that, and he had what we call an open admissions policy. Anybody that wants to come and learn, the doors are open for everyone. You don't have to be a member of the elite, and you don't have to go and show your sincerity. Anybody that wants to come and learn, come to Rai. So again, he took the Shem Pesach away, and there was automatic approval, the Talmidim, for anybody, the Chanes, to go and enter the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Gamliel Machrez V'Oimer, Rabbi Gamliel used to say, Kol Talmid Shein Toichei Kevaroi, if the Toich, the internal, is not like the Vari, is not like the external, the Chanes L'Beis Medrash. I once heard Ashtikl Remez that the word Toichei itself, Toichei Kevaroi itself, tells you inside like outside. Because if you notice the two middle letters of the word Toichei, Vav and Chof, right? Tov, Vav, Chof, Vav. The two middle letters of Toichei is Vav and Chof. And those are the same letters as the word Kevaroi. Kevaroi also starts with a Chof and ends with a Vav. So therefore, the inner letters, the internal aspect of the Toichei, is exactly like the Bari, like the outside letters of the next word.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Anyway, but the point is, you got to be inside and outside exactly the same, not wearing a costume or a masquerade the whole year that you are some highfalutin, eh? And inside, the person is never chratten to the core. So, he was very, very strict. As how Yoyim, as a result of this open admissions policy, the Gemara says, Itois v'kamasafsali. They added so many additional benches to the Beis Medrash. How many benches? Amr Rav Yochanan Pligi, brothers of Machloikis, Abi Yosef ben Destoy, v'Rabban, Chad Amr Itois v'arba meya safsali. 400 benches. V'chad Amr shva meya safsali. 700 benches. What's it, Tim? No. If it says 400 and 700, if it would go and say just 400 alone, 400 is a guzma. But it says 400 or 700 means the real McCoy. But the question is,
how big were the benches?
That's a good question. The Gemara doesn't tell us. The question is, why does, in fact, the Gemara tell us that they added benches? Why did they go and say that they added another 1,000 talmidim, 2,000 talmidim, 5,000 talmidim? What's some benches? Can you imagine? You're making an annual dinner for your yeshiva, and then the MC or the whoever is speaking says, and I have good news for you, this year we added 200 more benches to the Beis Medrash. You don't say 200, we Baruch Hashem, we have another 500 talmidim. So Mendy, who's not here, but in absentia, his Zayda, the Chaylik Levi, the Seren Cheruv, said a beautiful pshat. He said, bear in mind that until now, all the Talmidim that were there were Toichei Kevaroi. All of a sudden, you have a new generation, new Talmidim that weren't necessarily Toichei Kevaroi. The ones that were there before came to Beis Medrash, they didn't start asking, do I have a chair, don't I have a chair, do I have a shtender, don't I have a shtender, do I have a gemara, don't I have a gemara, is there a coffee room, will there be tissues on the table, I am coming to learn, I don't know how, when, where, I don't have a penny to my name, I don't have a gemara, I don't have, if I have to sit on the floor, if I have to stand on the roof, I'm going to go and learn. However, the new fellas that came to me said, who wants? I can't just come in. Do I have a seat? Is it reserved? Do I have a chavrusa? Do I have a shtender? Do I have a safsal? So that's why the Gemara is trying to say in a subtle way that these new fellas, they needed a safsal. Because until now, the others sat on the ground. If I didn't have a chair, I sat on the ground. If not, I stood. I leaned on somebody else. We did a rotation of seats. Now these people, you have to have a chair. I have to have a safsal. Anyway, that's the pshat, the Sanhedrin Shiruv, and we go invite him. Of course, felt bad, and he said, look what's happened, look how many thousands of new Talmidim entered the yeshiva, maybe I will be guilty of having moineya that I didn't allow for so much Torah. So they showed him in a dream that you have here a new bunch of white barrels that were full of ash. What does that mean? It means, yes, the Talmidim on the outside, they all look groomed and nice and beautiful. They are chatzvi chivri, brand new white barrels, handsome. However, inside them, it's full of ash, meaning they're not toicham kivarim. And therefore, they wanted to appease him a little bit that your admissions policy of toicham kivarim was right, and this new policy is not so good. However, the Gemara of Elohi, of Lamaisa, it's not that way. Hahili Yeshivadait Yehuda Achsilei. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to have Yeshivadas. He didn't want Ram Gamliel to be tormented for the rest of his life. Oi, I should have, I could have, I would have, I look at all these Talmidim, da 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 da. So therefore, to make him have Yeshivadas, to comfort him, they showed him these white barrels. But the truth of the matter is, in fact, he should have opened up the doors, just like Reb Lozen ben Azariah, because it's so important to allow everybody to go and learn, no matter what your madreg is, no matter how your level of understanding, no matter how your degree of sincerity, come and learn. And the Or Sheba, the small amount of light that you get, Machzir Lamutiv, can have such an impact, such an effect on an individual.
What's a white barrel for?
White barrels, that's what they showed him in the cholam, in the tree. What do you put inside barrels?
Wine, oil.
Exactly, you go and put the contents. From the outside, it looked, oh, gorgeous, beautiful. And you opened it up, and you saw, I didn't see any wine, I didn't see any oil, I just saw a bunch of ash. Does ash have any value to it? Very little. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is telling us. From the outside, they looked like, shoo. The inside was gone shvach. They were not toicham kivar.
It's just like that story we had right there. Right when he was talking to like the daughter of the king and talking about it's better to look beautiful on the inside than to be ugly on the outside. It's the same idea.
In fact, I'm glad that you mentioned that. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Yeshikorek. Sozi Moratana. Idius boy bayoim nishnas. Idius is a masechta. In fact, we quoted it yesterday. That Idius is a masechta where virtually every mishnah says heyid, 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 which means that one of the tanoim testified that this is the halacha, and because of all of those testimonies, it's called idios. We said another pshat yesterday from the Tveris Yisrael that the word idios means that this is the choicest, just like idios of fields are choicer than, for instance, Ziburius or Beninus. Anyway, so what happened about Idios? Tana Idios by Biyam Nishis. The whole Masechtas Idios was taught that day in Bismedish. We'll see in a moment why. V'chalheichad Yamrin, wherever we find in Shas that it says by Biyam, you have that in a number of Mishnayos. You have, for instance, in Mishnayos in Masechtas Soita and Masechtas Yodayim, that you have a bunch of Mishnayos that say by Biyam on that day. Which day? That day of the changing of the guard from Ram Gamliel to Rabbi Lozer ben Azari. And because there was so much Torah Nisraba on that day in Klal Yisrael, there was no halacha that remained unresolved, that remained in suspense. Every shaila that they had, they were able to get down to the bottom line and give a psak halacha on it. That's how the tupul chaverim was so intense and so extensive. Every shaila was responded to and resolved that day. Not only that, after Ram Gamliel, you would think Ram Gamliel, because of his demotion, because of his rejection, that he might feel a feeling of dejection, and he might not come into yeshiva and be embarrassed. No. Even though he was no longer the Nasi, he no longer had that great position of power. Nevertheless, Rav Gamliel says, I also got to learn. So he also went to the Bais Medrash that day. And they had, in fact, yet another dispute between Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua. We had the whole reason why he was deposed was because of three different machloikas in Rabbi Gamliel had with Rabbi Yeshua. That was about the date of Yom Kippur, about the bechoyres of Rabbeinu Tzadok, and of yesterday's Gemara, the Shaila, whether Arvis is Rishus or Choyva. And they had another machloikas that day. On that day that Rabbi Lozman Azariah took over as Nasi, by Yehuda Ger Amoini Lefnei Bebes Hamedrash, a person by the name of Yehuda, who was a Ger, originally from the Ammonites, he entered to Bebes Hamedrash, and Omer Lehani asked, Rabbi Yisai, Ma Ani Lovi Bekol, am I allowed to go marry a Jewish girl? Because after all, I happen to be an Amoini. And as the Gemara will quote in another two lines, and as everybody knows, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yovi Amoini Umiyavi Bekal Hashem. When it says they cannot become Bekal Hashem, doesn't mean they cannot become Gerim. They can become Gerim. They just cannot go and marry a Jewish girl. So who can they go and marry? They can go and marry a Gioris. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Omaleiram Gamliel, of course not. You are allowed to. Your name is Yehuda Ger Amoini. So what's the Shaila? You think that all the people that live now in Ammon and Moab are the original Ammonites and the original Moabites? We all know that Asher came, Sancheirav was the king of Asher, and he went and he uprooted many nations from their localities, from their countries, and he went and swept the wall and moved them from country to country, region to region, all different places. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Asir Givulois Amin. That's a Pasuk Legabi Sancheirav. Vasa means he removed the boundaries of the nations by mixing them all up. Vasidoseim Shoisesi means that we went and took the booty. Va'oided Kabir Yoishvim, and those that were sitting in strongholds. Abir means strong. Those who were sitting in strongholds. Va'oided, I went and lowered them from their places and scattered them all over. And therefore, even though he might call himself Amoini, in all likelihood, he's not from the original Ammonites, but rather called the Parish Meruba Parish, since you have all the nations in the world now all mixed up together, and therefore, in all likelihood, he's not an Ammonite, but rather he is from one of the other nations. He comes from Rif. We have another pasuk. The Achri Chayin, Dr. Navi, Oshav Eshvus Bnei Amoin Yom Hashem. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Bnei Amoin will eventually return to their places. And look at Amoin today, Ukvar Shavu. You see, it's full of population. Presumably, these are all the Ammonites of Amul. There's another pasuk. V'shafti Eshvus Ami Yisrael. V'adayin Lo Yishavu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Avtocha that Klal Yisrael will all be returned eventually to Eretz Yisrael. And look, they have not returned yet. So it's just like that V'shafti Eshvus Ami Yisrael has not happened yet. So the Osh V'shus B'nei Amin also has not happened yet. And your Kvar Shavu is not correct. It's miyad, after this full-blown discussion between Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, miyad, hitiru, love and bekol, the majority of the Talmidim there in the yeshiva, they all said, we agree with Rabbi Yeshua, we do not agree with Rav Gamliel, and they were matir, Yehuda, ger, amoini, love and bekol. Rav Gamliel was somewhat miffed, Amr Gamliel, hoyil v'hochi hu, hochi have, I see that everybody teamed up against me, come to Chois that they hold that the halacha taka is like Rabbi Yeshua and not like me. Maybe in all of those earlier cases where I kept on saying, Rabbi Yeshua, you're incorrect, and I went and I was mevazeh him, I really should go and appease him and ask him for mechila. Because maybe, in fact, had we taken a vote of the Rabbanim at that time, maybe they would, in fact, have agreed to Rabbi Yeshua, Legabi the Hilchois, when Yom Kippur is, Legabi Arvis Rishus Achoiva, Legabi the Bechoir of Rabbi Netzodik, etc. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel had now pangs of guilt, and Ezel, he said, Ezel, the Ifaisel Rabbi Yeshua, I want to go to Rabbi Yeshua, and I want to be Mephaisim, I want to appease him. In other words, I want to ask him for Mechila. When he got to the home of Rabbi Shua, Chazinu, he saw La Ashita de Beise, that the walls of his house, the Meshachran, they were all black. Omalai, because the Beischa Ataniker, from the fact that your walls are all black, it's clear that Shbechomi Ata, that your umnus, that your profession is that of a Bechomi. What exactly is a Bechomi? Has Rashi has two pshatim. The word Pechem usually refers to charcoal. And so therefore, apparently you are a charcoal manufacturer. The other pshat is that it's a napach. Napach is a smith, like a blacksmith. And so therefore he says, I see that this is your parnasa. I never realized it until now. Amaleis Rabbi Shua said to Ram Gamliel, Oy loy ledar, woe is it to the generation, she'ata parnasa, that you were the leader, you were the nasi of the generation. She'ata yedei b'tzan shaltu nechomim, b'meheim mispardesim, b'meheim nezoinim, that you have no feel for the rank and file of tamid nechomim, like me, how much we mutchenzach for parnasa, how do we have sustenance, how do we have food, was never even on your radar screen because you were there in the high echelons of authority, high power, and you don't even realize what we are going through. So when I saw this Gemara, it reminded me of what Uri just reminded us a couple of moments ago, and that is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Tanis that Rabbi Yeshua was unfortunately not a handsome individual, and that the daughter of the Kesa said, Rabbi Yeshua, you happen to be the godly Israel, the Poisek, you know, the greatest tzaddik in the generation, or at least among them, and how come you are so ugly? And so he said to her, tell me, where does your father go and store all of his wine and all of his oil? Oh, in these casks over there. And what are those casks made out of? They're all made out of wood. Why? Instead, put them in barrels of gold and silver. That would be appropriate for the milk. Hey, that's a great idea. She told that to her father. She told it to the servants. They went and transferred all the wine to these magnificent gold and silver barrels. And guess what happened? In a couple of days, it spoiled, and then they labeled it. They relabeled it dry wine. Anyway, so the point is, you get the dry humor, right? Not everybody else. Okay. Anyway, it went sour. So what was he saying? So Kodesh Baruch Hu too, if he wants to go and store a lot of chachma, he puts it sometimes into ugly barrels instead of these handsome barrels. And then the Gemara continues, and she said, well, why couldn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu put it into a beautiful barrel? He says, because there are, in fact, other Talmid Chacham that are much more handsome. If they would be more ugly, there would be greater Talmid Chacham. They're just too busy worrying about their appearance and worrying less about their learning. Anyway, but getting back to this, it could be that perhaps part of the ugliness was not a natural physical ugliness, but partially that his face was always black because of the fact that his walls were always black. He was busy with charcoal to being a smith, and that perhaps didn't allow him to go and have a beautiful white gleaming face, but rather it was always darkened from his own parnassus. Anyway,
Some say
in the post office. Some say he works in a bank. Some say he works in a bank. But it doesn't make a difference. A government employee.
Yeah,
yes.
A pakid. You come to him, and all this is the great Kahati, who
He has a special lechtig in Gan Eden, but a beautiful pirush he put together. Mishnayos and thousands of people learning throughout the world. Yeah. This is gavaldik. So clear. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says that, so that's what Rabbi Shua gave him a little bit of a telling off, if you will, to Ram Gamliel, that as a leader of the generation, you have to be concerned about the poor people too, and not just the people of authority. Amalai, so he told him, Nanesi lecha. What means Nanesi lecha? Rashi says, Zibarti lemulcha yoyse min haro'oi. I now concede and acknowledge that I spoke to you a little bit too aggressively, more than I should have. Mechoili, I ask you please for forgiveness. Layashkech bei, Rabbi Yeshua ignored him. He said, Asei b'shvil kvoid abba, Mela, maybe I'm not deserving. But what about the covenant of Nesias, my father, grandfather, the great Talmid Chacham and Nesiim of yesteryear, appears. When he heard that, he says, okay, in Nan and Yoschus, the schus of your avos, I will give you pious, I am Meichli.
Who is
his father?
There's Shimon Gamliel.
There were two Rabbi Shimon Gamliels, and there were two Ram Gamliels, and then there was Hil HaZakein.
There was Rabbi Hil HaZakein. He followed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Then there was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel the first. Then there was Rabbi Gamliel. That was his son, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. His father was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel the first. Then his son was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel the second, who's always arguing with Rebbe. who's his son. Rebbe's the son of Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Bar Plukta of Rebbe, and all the machlokas and about Chazaka and everything. So it's Rebbe Gamliel Zaken, Rav Shimon Gamliel, our Rebbe Gamliel, the Nasi, the Bar Plukta of Rebbe Yeshua, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, his son, the Bar Plukta of Rebbe, then Rebbe, Rav Yonah Nasi.
Beautiful. So bottom line is, he didn't give him pius in his own schus and schus of the others. Amru. So now that
he was really upset.
Yeah, sure.
Who, Rav Gamliel?
Rabbi
Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua. No question about it. That's why he didn't take. Right. He didn't accept Mechila on his own. Yes.
He didn't make him ask twice, though. Once he asked once, he got angry, he made his point, and then he asked for Mechila again, and he said, okay.
Good. They chose the godless of Rabbi Yeshua.
Very much, very much.
Anyway, says the Gemara, Amru man nezav lemel hurabban. After all, the whole reason why Ram Gamliel was demoted is because he went and embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua. Now that Rabbi Yeshua has been appeased and he's been moichel him, they had hoped and they expected, in fact, as we'll see, that's exactly what happened, that Ram Gamliel would be reinstated to his position. But somebody has to go and tell all the rabbis so that they should get together and vote once again to reinstall and reinstate Ram Gamliel to his position. As they said, Man Nezel, who's going to go? Him Rabbanan. Amlehu ha'hu koivis ani azalna. So one laundry man said, I'll take care of it. I'll do the dirty work. If he's a laundry man, it doesn't sound appropriate. I'll do the clean work. I'm going to go to the Beis Medrash and I'm going to advise him. Apparently none of the other Talmidei Chachamim that were there were willing to do it. They were probably all a little bit intimidated, a little bit afraid. They didn't want to get involved in Machloikis. And this koivis said, no, it's okay. I'll go. I'll be the shliach. Shalach lehu Rabbi Yeshua lebe midrasha. So now Rabbi Yeshua sent him back to the Beis Medrash and he asked him, please go and take along the following message. Man de lovish mada yilbash mada. The person who was wearing until now the clothes, he should continue wearing the clothes. Or man de lovish mada, the person that was not wearing the clothes until now, ye malay, should he say, Leman de lovish mada, to the one that was wearing the clothes, Shlach madcha, take off the clothes, Vano albashe, and I will wear them. This, obviously, this is said in the form of a marshal.
Save time, right?
What do you mean to save time? I'm going to have to explain, it's going to take more time. Yeah, no? What do you want to say? No, you're doing fine, so what's your question? What's your point?
No.
I know you were making a very timely point. Anyway, so the Gemara is saying is that this Koyves took the following message to the Beis Medrash, and that is that when a person is a Nasi, he has to wear certain vestments, certain clothing. If you remember, going to Bavadi Yosef Zatzal, always wore those very magnificent special clothing that he wore out in the public. The robes, exactly, and his sons, they continue. So they had these very, very, very handsome robes. So he's saying, the Nasi presumably also wears some clothes of distinction. Whoever used to wear the clothing, he should continue wearing the clothing. Who until now was just a regular commoner, he never wore these royal garb, until now the royal robes. Ye Malay, he should go and should he say, Laman to love Ishmada, Term Gamliel that wore the clothes, Shlach Matcha, take your clothes off, but no Albashe and I should wear them instead. It's wrong, we shouldn't do that. That was the Moshel and Nimshel. So obviously the Nimshel is that Ram Lozman and Azariah should be Moichel and he should get off the seat and allow Ram Gamliel to ascend and become the Nasi again. Amalu Rav Akiva l'Rabbanan Troku Gali d'Leilesi Avdir Rav Gamliel l'Tzaru l'Rabbanan. Rav Akiva said to Rabbanan, and there's a machloikis exactly how this happened. Some say that the Koivis was able to get into the Beis Medrash and he gave this message, and Rav Akiva heard the message and said, you know what, we got to think about it. We can't just go make a snap decision. After all, we didn't take off from Gamliel. We didn't impeach him until three stories happened with Rabbi Yeshua. So just in 5 minutes, go and put him back in. Let's go and think about it. And if we troika gali, let's go and close and lock the doors.
A closed session
of Congress, yeah? Okay. Delelesi Avdi Ram Gamliel, so that the Avodim Ram Gamliel should not keep on barging in with out of the button. They're going to give us a hard time. They're going to put pressure on us. So that's one pshat. Another pshat is that Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbanan, don't let anybody in even previously, so the Koivis wasn't even able to go and bring the message into the Rabbanan because the doors were locked. So, what happens now? Rabbi Shua said, Mutav de Eikami Ezel. Whether the pshat was that the Koivis came in and Rabbi Kiva said, okay, let's lock the doors and don't allow anybody in for the time being, or whether they didn't let him in at all, Rabbi Shua saw, this is not going to happen overnight. I got to go and stand up for Rav Gamliel and help him out to reclaim his position of royalty of Nesias. So Rabbi Shimon Mutav De'ekam Be'ezel Ano Le'Gabayu. It's better that I should go personally instead of sending a koyves or any other messenger. Also, he went to Rav Abava, so he knocked on the door of the Beis Medrash to allow him in. Amalahu, and now he said another poetic message. Maze ben maze, yaze. V'sheinu loy maze, v'loy ben maze. Yoyim le maze ben maze, me'mecha me'mara, v'aforcha Ephraim makle. Now this marshal is referring to a kohen who is busy with the para aduma water. What means he's busy with? If you have a person that unfortunately became tamei mes and he needs the benefit of someone sprinkling on him the para aduma water, even though mitzad ikir hadin a zor, meaning a non kohen, is also permitted to go and do the hazois. However, the minig was that the kahanim used to take care of that. So maze ben maze, a person who is a kohen, who is the one that is sprinkling the paraduma water, and he's a ben maze. His father was also a kohen, because that's usually how these things work. That if a person's father is a kohen, then he becomes a kohen, right? Everybody knows the famous story. You give $5,000, okay. Anyway, maze, even without repeating the story, everybody's very chuckling. Anyway, so maze min maze, yaze, shouldn't he be the one that should continue sprinkling? V'she'en loy maze, v'loy ben maze, a person who is not a kohen, and not the son of a kohen, yoyim lemaze, should he say to the kohen, to the sprinkler, to the maze ben maze, the sprinkler, the son of the sprinkler, the kohen, the son of the kohen, me'mecha me'mara, the water that you have is not mayim chayim water, which you need as a necessary ingredient for the mechatas. It's just plain cave water. Va'ferecha, and the eifa that you have, that's not from a paraduma, that's eifa makla, that just happens to be from some private chimney, some private furnace. So it's gunish mit gunish. That, of course, would be a bizoyin. Who are you to go and tell the sprinkler, you don't know what you're doing, and the mechatas that you have, that's not mayim, that's not chatas, it's not mayim chayim, it's not really chatas, eifa makla. That's not right. So once again over here, the Ram Gamliel, he's the Mazim and Mazah, he is one generation after the other generation of Nesiim. Shouldn't he continue as opposed to your Blas Ben Azariah, that you are not a Nosi Ben Nosi, you're going to go and cause that he be demoted and you take over this position of royalty? That was the quote.
It's ironic because we learned yesterday, reminded Elizabeth ben Azariah was from descended from Ezra, and he actually was a Maza ben Maza. He was a Kohen. So it's interesting that the metaphor is actually flipped.
So the Marashah explains, why do we have, in fact, these two separate Mishalim? The one that Abishua initially sent of the case with the robes, the one with wearing the royal garb, and here we're talking about the sprinkling. Says the Marashah, because the first mashal that Rabbi Shua sent was really addressed about Ram Gamliel. That Ram Gamliel until now wore the royal garb, shouldn't he continue wearing the royal garb? And if you, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, are going to ignore that poem or that mashal, then I'll give you a mashal that will apply to you. How would you feel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, being that you are a kohen, the son of a kohen, would you want a non-kohen to go and eject you, reject you, so that you should be dejected from your position? After all, you've been your position of a kohen for so many years. So that's why the original was addressed to Ram Gamliel. This is addressed to Blazo Nazari, just like you wouldn't want someone to take away your priestly duties, obligations, etc. You shouldn't go and take them away from the Zohar from Gamliel. So that's exactly as you were saying. We're talking about Mazah, and Mazah is referring to kohen because Blazo Nazari was a kohen, and Ram Gamliel was from the Beis Yehuda. Of course, he was not a kohen. Omli Rav Akiva, Omli Rav Akiva.
He was also from the Beis David, right?
I'm sorry?
Rav Gamliel was from the house of David.
David HaMelech, right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're 100% right. It says Mchoykim Raglov, Rashi says Mchumish, we had in the Gemara, that even future generations of the Nesiim and the Reshkaluses all come from Yehuda, and as you say, also from Beis David. Omli Rav Akiva, Senar Rav Akiva said to Rav Yishua, Nispayasta, it's obvious that you have been appeased because you're asking that Ram Gamliel be reinstated to his position as Nasi. Klumasinu el bishvul kvaitcha. The only reason why we demote him in the first place, as you well know, is because of you, Rabbi Yeshua. And if you say we should reinstate him, no. Tomorrow, you and I, meaning I, Rabbi Akiva, and you, Rabbi Yeshua, we're going to go together to Ram Gamliel to tell him the good news. That what? We're going to reinstate him. But what are we going to do with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Amri, Hechen Avid, what should we do? Navre.
His wife gave him right advice, right? Yes, right.
So Brother Shai reminds us that on the top line, the wife of Rabbi Loz ben Azariah kind of sensed that that's what's going to happen. And she said, maybe they're going to go and mimavri you. Yes, you are now Nasi, but what happens if a minute later they're going to take you down? And Amalani said to her, nevertheless, ishtamish inish yoy mechadim ikas in the mukra, ulamacha litver. If you get that covered for that one day, it's all good. Okay, the next day it won't be Nasi, but at least.
That was almost prophecy.
Exactly. It was almost a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
Oh, shkoyak. Oh, Dr. Goldfarb is back. Gevaldi. So it says Igmar now. Heichi Navid, what should we do? Navre, should we go and be Maver and send Rabbi Loz ben Azariah away? Gemir, we have the famous rule, Malam HaKadosh V'Marid. Once you go and put somebody up and you elevate him, you don't go and reduce him. I, Ram Gamliel, they did. Ram Gamliel, they had cause. What was the cause? The fact that he was Mavazah, Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Loz ben Azariah is a nice guy. He wasn't Mavazah anything. So, Malam HaKadosh V'Marid. Nidrish Mar Chodesh Shabbat, Mar Chodesh Shabbat. Let's go and kind of split the Nesiyah, so have co Nesiyah. He'll go and darshan one Shabbos, he'll darshan the other Shabbos. Also the Kinuye. Then there's going to come the day Kinnah. There's going to be jealousy. Meaning Rabbi Gamliel is going to say, until now I was the sole Nasi, and here Blazman Azariah takes over 50% of the Shabbos. He's still going to feel very much rejected and dejected. Ella. Let him Gamliel take over for 3 weeks. For Blaz ben Azariah, Chodesh Shabbat, he'll take over for 4 weeks. So therefore, every month we have four Shabbosim, three Shabbosim, Ram Gamliel is going to darshan, and one Shabbos, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. And that will be one of the indicia, one of the ways of showing that they happen to be in the Siyam. V'hainet di Omamar. And that reminds us of what it says in Mesechtes Chagiga. What stated on Mesechtes Chagiga? The Shabbos Shal Mihoisa. They asked someone who was in Besmedish, who darshan today? And the Shabbos Shal Mihoisa, whose Shabbos was it? And he answered, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, Hoisa. Without knowing our Gemara, what do you mean? It was Rabbi Loz ben Azariah Shabbos? Was he a visiting scholar? Why is it considered to be his Shabbos? But it's the fourth Shabbos in the month that he was the one that darshan pinked that Shabbos. Okay, so that's basically the end of the story. And now the Gemara says, oh, how did the story start yesterday? We started off, if you remember, four lines before the wide lines in Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Toner Rabban Masa B'Talmud Echad Shabbo Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. A Talmud came before Rabbi Yeshua and asked him, it's Tfilas Arvis, is Marav Rishus or Rechoiva? Then he came from Ram Gamliel, and that's how Nishtal Shlu Hadvarim, how everything worked out. Who was that Talmud? Why didn't the Gemara identify Reb Shimon Yechoi until now? It says, I think it's a Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, I think says the reason is because Reb Shimon Yechoi, as we know, the famous Reb Shimon Yechoi from Lag Ba'omer, the great tzaddik, he didn't want his name mentioned in a machloikis. Just like we find by Yaakov Avinu, he said he doesn't want his name mentioned by the machloikis of Korach. Machloikis, get me out of here. I don't want. Why do we mention Reb Shimon Yechoi now? Because now, Baruch Hashem, that there's been a full appeasement, a full treaty. Everybody's happy again. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Leo is happy. And Reb Loz ben Azariah is happy. Rabbi Yeshua is happy. Everybody's happy. So Baruch Hashem said, Reb Shimon Yechoi, now I'm happy that my name should be mentioned. And that's why we only identify him at the very end of the sukkah. After we've now concluded this fascinating story, we go back to our Mishnah. What did we say in the Mishnah? This is Machloikis. How late can you say Musaf on a day that one says Musaf? We have the Machloikis. Tanakama says you can say Kol Hayoim, and Rabbi Yehuda said you can only say Ad Sheva Shois, which means until 1 o'clock. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Benikra Peshaya. Even according to the Rabbanon that say that you're allowed to daven the whole day, don't push it off. You should do lechatchila like Rabbi Yehuda, daven before 1 o'clock, and if you daven after that, you're considered to be a person who is negligent. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara is now going to quote the same Gemara we had a couple of days ago, it's certainly fresh in our memories. Hoyu lefan of shtei tefillas. A person had a choice to daven one out of two davenings. Achashul mincha, one mincha. V'achashul musaf, one musaf. What should he do? Mispal shel mincha v'yachach mispal shel musaf. He should rather daven mincha first and musaf later. Shizu tzedira. Mincha we daven every day of the year. Musaf we only daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. V'zuein et tzedira. Therefore, that's why mincha comes first. Rabbi Yehudaim and mispal shel musaf v'yachach mispal shel mincha. Shizu mitzvah iveris. V'zu mitzvah she'eino iveris. So Rabbi Yehuda says that musaf comes first. Why? Because musaf is about to leave the scene. And mincha, you still have plenty of time. And you remember that we learned, based on this Gemara the other day, that ad v'ad b'chlal, what means ad v'ad b'chlal? That when you say that you can go and daven musaf until the seventh hour, that means including the seventh hour, until 1 o'clock. Because if we would say ad v'loy ad b'chlal, then you can only daven until 12 o'clock. Mincha, you can only start davening mincha g'dayla from 12:30. So if you say that you can go and daven musaf until 1 o'clock, it's 12:30. Now I have a dilemma. Should I go and daven mincha, tadir v'she'en tadir, or should I go and daven musaf? I only have 30 minutes left. That's why the Bryce said, Rebuta said, shnel, daven musaf, it'll soon be over. The Rabbanan don't have this issue, because the Rabbanan say you can still got the whole day. You don't have to rush to go and daven musaf. You can have another 5 hours to go and say musaf. So therefore, rather daven mincha, because tadir v'she'en tadir kaidim. But if you hold ad v'loy ad b'chla, then you can only daven until 12 o'clock, then you never have an overlap situation of I should daven musaf or daven mincha. By 12:30, it's already too late to go and daven musaf. So it's a raya that ad v'ad b'chla. So you have the machloikas, which one is better? You should rather do the musaf first or the mincha first. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, halacha mispal shel mincha, v'yachach mispal shel musaf. You should rather daven mincha first, rather than davening musaf first. Reb Zeira kev a cholish migirsei. Reb Zeira, when he started feeling shvach, have oz v'yosef a pischa debate Reb Nosson bar Tuvi. What did he do? He went and sat outside the door, meaning the besmedish of Reb Nosson bar Tuvi. Now, why did he do that? Omer ki chalfi rabbanon oz ekem mikamayu ve'akabel agra. Unfortunately, Reb Zeira said about himself, I feel shvach, I cannot learn. My mind is just not there. He's taking all different types of drugs or medications, or maybe he should have taken drugs or medications, and therefore his mind is kind of all spaced out. He cannot focus on learning, but I want to go and get some schar for doing something. So I'm going to sit outside the besmedish of Nosson bar Tuvi. When the chacham come in and go out, I'm going to go and stand up for them, and I'll get schar in vodar to penei zokin. The Bnei Soscha says this Gemara on the surface is a pella. As we know, shteitach in Pirkei Avos, a person is supposed to go and do mitzvahs shaloi almanas lekabel pras, not for the sake of getting a reward. One should do mitzvahs lishma. So why is Rav Zeira saying, I want to get some schar, unfortunately I can't learn, let me go and sit outside the besmedish, people will pass by, I'm going to get all the schar, all the reward for standing up? No. What he should have said is, I want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. I can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah because my mind just doesn't function now. But at least I get a Mitzvah. Every hour I get up 50 times, so I'll get 50 checks, you know, without. Because I'll get 50 checks. I'll do it because I'm Mekayim the Mitzvah. V'yadarat b'nei zokein. So the Yisoschus brings a Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim says, look at the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk continues on, Nei seva tokum v'yadarta pnei zokin v'yareisim elekecha ani Hashem. The Sefer Charedim says, what does v'yareisim elekecha ani Hashem have to do with v'yadarta pnei zokin? That's the schar for a person who goes and shows kavod for a Talmud Chacham. Like the Gemara says, whoever is a moiker rabbanan, he is zoicha to have bonin rabbanan, bonim tamid chacham. If you go and give kavod to Talmid Chacham, you'll be zoicha. That's the school that your children are going to be Talmid Chacham. And therefore, said Reb Zeira, to do any other mitzvah and to ask for schar, that would not be permissible. The Sefer Charedim says the schar for Vadar to Bnei Zokin is the Yireisa Melekech Ani Hashem, that you get blessed with Yira Shemayim. Like the Gemara says, Yehi Moira Rabach, Ki Moira Shemayim. So when you go and show respect to the Talmid Chacham, you yourself will be imbued with that Yiras Alekim. Says Reb Zeira, says the Bnei Soscha, that type of schar Bo'ilam Hazeh is permissible. That if you want a Roch Niyistik schar, not that I'm going to get rich, not that I'm going to go and get famous, but rather that I'm get the schar, that I'm going to have more Yiras Shemayim. Says Reb Zeira, I can't get the Yiras Shemayim from learning, because I can't learn now. But if I stand up, I'm going to get the benefit of Yiras Malekech Ani Hashem. Oh, that type of schar is mutter based on the Sefer Charedim as they zokt Bnei Soscha. Anyway, so Novak, he went out and he sat the attacker, and now Novak Osir Nosson bar Tuvi, Nosson bar Tuvi, who was the Rosh Hashiva, and he said, I want to sit a pischa the way Nosson bar Tuvi. Nosson bar Tuvi now comes out. Amalei, said Reb Zeira to him, man omer halacha be medrasha. Who said a dvar halacha today in the besmedish? Unfortunately, I couldn't come into the besmedish. I can't learn, but maybe you can share with me some pearls, some dvar halacha that was said. Amalei, said Reb Nosson bar Tuvi, said, hachi omer Reb Yoichanan. Reb Yoichanan said, We do not follow Reb Yehuda, but rather we go and say Dav Mincha first and Musaf second. The reason why we don't follow Reb Yehuda is because we follow the Rabbanan that you have Kol Hayoyim. Yes, you Taka Poisheya if you daven late. Abulamaisa, you can daven Kol Hayoyim, and therefore, if I have a question between Mincha and Musaf, daven Mincha first. Tarn Vishena Tarn, the Tarn Yerkaidim, exactly like Uri is telling us. And that being the case, Jokti Yemara, that's the psak of Rabbi Yochanan. As Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira heard this, he said, Rabbi Yochanan Amora, did Rabbi Yochanan say this memra? Amalei Yo'in, it was Rabbi Yochanan. Tanaminei, he went and repeated it and learned it from Arboim Zimnin 40 times. 40 times he reviewed it. It might be 39 times. Yeah. Anyway, so the point is, reviewed it until it really went into his head. Amalei, so Reb Nosson Bar Tuvi was so amazed, and he said to him, Chod Hiloch, Oy Chodas Hiloch. Rashi explains, Chod Hiloch, is this the only memra that you ever heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? And that's why it's so precious to you? Or Chodas Hiloch, or is this a brand new memra in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, because you already heard this from somebody else, and you thought it was Rabbi Smith or Rabbi Jones that said it, and now you heard that Rabbi Yochanan said it, and that's why you are so so thrilled about it that you're reviewing it 40 times. Amalei, Reb Zeira said, Chodas Hiloch. No, I heard many other Divrei Halacha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, but for me this is brand new in the sense, b'shem demesapkali Rabbi Shu ben Levi. I always was wondering whether Rabbi Shu ben Levi was the one that said, Ein Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and now that you're telling me it's Rabbi Yochanan, now I know that this is the real McCoy. That's why I'm reviewing it so many times, so that I shouldn't have a future mistake whether it might have been Rabbi Shu ben Levi, but in fact it was Rabbi Yochanan. Speaking about Rabbi Shimon Levi, come the spal tefillah shul musaf and after sheva shoyis. If you are negligent and you waited and you davened musaf after 7 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda that says that sheva shoyis, that's the final zman limitation of davening tefillah musaf. All of a kasev oyim about a person like that, it says in the pasuk nugi mimoyid asafti mimeich hoyu. The word nugi has a double interpretation. The first one that Gemara is going to learn, nugi means totally broken. And the Gemara is saying, nugi, this person is broken, mimoyed. Mimoyed means he was not careful about davening the zman, the tefillahs in their proper zman, in their moyed. And therefore, asafti mimechoyu, that's why these people were taken away. So tomorrow, my mashad hai nugi lisha de tavru. How do you know that the word nugi means broken? That you're saying nugi, he's broken mimoyed because of the fact that he didn't daven the tefillah bizman. So kidem matargem Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef, always the famous matargem, tavra osi al sanein de beis Yisrael. Rav Yosef interpreted this pasuk like a targum unculus, but this is the targum Rav Yosef. He said tavra, broken, the word tavra is like from the word shever, to be broken. Tavra osi al sanein de beis Yisrael. The word sanein de beis Yisrael is a euphemistic term. Beloshi sagin nohar. It really is referring to klal Yisrael. That chas v'shom klal Yisrael should be broken. Al the ichru zmani moyadai de bishalayim, that they weren't careful about the zmani hamoyed, and that they were daven late. Terrible. Broken they shall be because of this chait. That's what Rav Yosef said. Now why does the Gemara often quote Kimetargim Rav Yosef? Why does the Kimetargim Chvayis Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Rav Abay Vosep is always Metargim Rav Yosef? This is the famous toisis in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kama and Daf Gimel. We know that Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. Sagi Nohar means that he was unfortunately blind, and since he was blind he was not able to look inside a Chumash or inside a Sefer Torah. And we have a rule that Devorim Shebechsav I'atu Rishoy Le'oimram Balpeh, something which is written you cannot say it Balpeh. And Rav Yosef took this to heart and he said, even though I'm blind, but I'm not allowed to say it Balpeh. So therefore all the words in the Torah he translated into Aramaic, so he should never be over on that Isser of Devorim Shebechsav I'ef Shele'oimram Balpeh. That's what Tosis brings a pshat. In fact, they say b'shem the Chassam Sofer, whenever he would darshin and he would go and quote a pasuk, either he had a chumash in front of him, or if he didn't have a chumash, he purposely changed the wording of the pasuk that he shouldn't be over on this iser of dvarim shebechsav. He had to shoy la'omrim balpeh. So he would always add a word, a subtract a word, a change a nusach a little bit, so he's not quoting verbatim balpeh. Anyway. So this is what Rav Yosef said, and that's how we know nugi means chas v'sholom broken. So the Gemara is telling us it's important to daven bizman. Rabbi Blazer, yes, vusel to Rabbi Numan, first time this morning.
Thank you. It's not the same idea of this halacha. You're not supposed to learn Torah Shel Chassav at night.
is a that's a separate rule.
But if you add a little bit, like you learn Rashi with it or something, it's matir. Is that the same idea?
I think it's what you're saying makes a lot of sense. I haven't seen exactly what you were saying, but the important thing is a person should learn. People shouldn't go and say, well, since I can't learn Torah Shabbos Av at night, I'm going to go and read about the impeachment. You know, but everybody should learn, and they'll give him petch afterwards about the fact that you heard the same thing? You learned it with Rashi, did you okay?
I don't know, the source by
heart. Because the Rashi is ready more Torah. Very good. Shkoyach Rabbi Noah. Omer Blazer, call him a spout.
Customs of davening later, the Hansmanim, according to this, more is not so proper.
Not so praiseworthy.
I agree, but the reason why many people daven late is because the Rebbes daven late. Why did the Rebbes daven late? Because the Rebbes were making long hachonis. They would say, for instance, the Satmaruv, who davened very, very late, Shteit v'yashkem avrum b'boike. He got up very early in the morning, and elamokem mishir omacham, and he davened there. The Satmaruv said, it's taka true, he got up at b'boike, but doesn't say when he started davening. He says, I've been up for quite a long time, but he was making his achonis. Presumably, he was saying God's tilim, he was learning Zoyer, he was going through Chumash Rashi, he was going through Arachayim, because Chmeis Nish, Ein Anu Eisik, Bin Nestoris, the Grace of Tzadikim, and then the Hasidim and that they daven together with the Rebbe is one thing. Those that daven by themselves, they daven later, is a, shall we say, it's a questionable practice, and they should consult with their local competent Orthodox rabbis.
Who's not available until later on.
Because he's probably sitting and learning. Yes, Reb Simcha, I'm sure you had something to say on this matter.
One of the generations known in the story is a whole Shem Zalm in Arbach. Shem Zalm in Arbach's yeshiva is located in
next to Amshinov, right,
where Amshinov Rebbe Shlita lives. Amshinov Rebbe sometimes can have shachars on Tuesday or Sunday. So they went to they reached the woman, Shem Zalm was to go, right, to Shiva, she goes speak to him. Finally, he agreed to go speak. After she one day, it was 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he went over, he knocked on the door of the Amshinov Rebbe's house. The Rebbe answered the door. And she said, she knew it was Shiva. She said, I'd like to speak with your husband. He said, I apologize, my husband's in the middle of benching. Maybe your sheep can come back. So she said, he said, oh, wait, oh, I'm late. He said, oh, I suggest your sheep, maybe not. No, he says, put him in a chair, and he sat there for 10, 15 minutes, for half an hour, 45 minutes, picked up and left. He said the following words, any person who benches like that, I will not tell him when to die. So there's the modus, and then it's the deacon.
Exactly. So you have been the kind what we just said, Avada Tzadikim, we can't ask any questions on, but when we come to an average individual, a chosid, he should rather go and daven bizman. There's a similar story that they have, the Belzeruv, Rabban Belzeruv, the Grace of Tzadik, davened very, very late. And on Friday night one time, they only started davening Mincha like 5 minutes before or after Tzetzah Kechovim on Friday night, and there was one misnagid that was there, and he waited and he waited and he waited, just too late, and he started davening Shemin Esrei for Mincha, and he couldn't wait so long. So Arla Belzer walked in, and he saw him davening, and after he finished Shemin Esrei, he said to him, how come you're davening so late? I don't understand you. It's already this month, you know? So he said, but the Rebbe, how are you davening so late? He said, if you daven with me, you have nothing to worry about. If you're davening on your own, then you have to go and daven this month. So when the Rebbe is davening, that is a man Ace Rod sign, you can daven together with them, you can go and hang on to their tails, however to go, coattails, however to go and daven on your own, that is highly, highly suspect.
For the regular people, what's this mincha before Musaf? Did anybody ever see that?
Mincha before Musaf? Most people daven Musaf early enough, and they daven mincha later on. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Simchas Torah are the only times that you have that possible conflict. So what you mean, they're davening Mincha before Musaf?
Yeah, I mean,
okay, like, so the question that you're asking is a valid question. If you look it up in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says that this only applies to a Tefillas Yochid and not a Tefillas Tzibur. If you happen to be davening with a minion, then you should go and daven Musaf before Mincha, because if you daven Mincha before Musaf, people are going to get confused and think we should always daven Mincha before Musaf, but you can only do that when there is this conflict under normal circumstances. As we state in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so this only applies to Yochid. We doesn't. He, if he gets confused, it's his problem.
I've spoken something here. He says some assert that this applies only when one must recite both prayers now. So if one's going to attend the wedding feast, fears that enough time for the presence to pray mincha later. Then says he must pray both tefillos now. Mincha takes precedence, which is more frequent. Where, however, one has the time to pray mincha later, he should follow the usual sequence of pray musaf before mincha. He says this is the name of Tosfos and the name of the reed.
Good. So getting back to our Gemara now, Zokti Gemara, Umra Blazer, Kong Mespal, Tfilish Shal Shachris, for three lines before the end. Whoever davened Shachris, La'achar Arba Shois, after 10 o'clock, Rabbi Yehuda, Olav HaKasav Oimer, Nugi Mi Moyed Asafti Mime Choyer. The same pasuk that we quoted before, the first pasuk that we quoted, we pasuk was before the Gabi davening Musaf late. Now we're talking about davening Shachris late. And here the Gemara says that the word Nugi, the Gemara interprets not to mean broken, but rather to mean pain. Tzar. As the Gemara says, my mashu dehay nugi lishn tzarahu. How do I know that the Klal Yisrael be in tzar? Because the Baruch Hu is in tzar, that this person is davening late. Tzitzis and the pasuk dolfa nafshim mituga, and the word tuga, like the word nugi, both come from the same shoyrish that means tzar, being in pain. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer Yochav Araya from the pasuk in Eicha, this loisea nugois vehi marla nugois, again they were nebuch in pain. So therefore, davening late is painful as well as chasa sholem, a reason for being broke. Talk to you, Mark. Rav Avya cholash. Will he also the pickle of Yosef? Rav Avya was not feeling well. He couldn't make it for the perik of Rav Yosef. The mocha the next day, ki also Rav Avya came on the scene. Bo abayu lanuche died to Rav Yosef. He saw that Rav Yosef was somewhat upset about the fact that Rav Avya had not come the previous day, and therefore Abaye tried to go and appease Rav Yosef. And I'm like, my time with Yosef Malapirka. Rav Avya, maybe you could explain why you didn't come yesterday to the drasha. I was not feeling well and I couldn't come. I was feeling very schwach. Now, before we continue on, when did this place take place? How did this take place? So the Rashi on top is key to understanding the next couple of lines, says the Rashi. Loi ol the pikel of Yosef shehoye Rosh Yeshiva Pumadisa. Rav Yosef was a Rosh Yeshiva. Voye doyrish b'shabbos koin until this masafin. He gave the weekly sermon, so to speak, the drasha, the shir before Shabbos, before Musaf. But what's important to note is, ul'achar hadrasha hoyu hoylchim lebeis hakneses u'mispalon tefillas hamusafin. Meaning, Rav Yosef didn't darshan in shul, but he darshan either in a separate besmedish or outside. So, after the drasha was over, everybody went into the shul to go and daven. And they davened then tefillas musaf. So, getting back to our Gemara, said Rav Avya, I felt shvach, v'lemetzin, I couldn't come in for the shir. Why didn't you go make kiddush? After all, it was already after shachris, after laning, you're going to make kiddush and eat something and then come in. Don't you know what it says? The Chodr Huna, the Amr Afuna, also like the Adam Shiitim Klum Kodim Shisbal Tfilas Amosafin. You're not allowed to eat before Musaf. It's before Musaf. I couldn't go and eat anything. Amaleis, he said, you know what? And those circumstances of Yosef being the grace of Rosh Hashiva and his words being pearled, what you should have done is, if you were not feeling well, you should have immediately davened Musaf, and then after that you should have made Kiddush, and then you could have come into the Shir. So rather, miss the Tefillah B'tzivah, when you weren't feeling well anyway, go and daven Musaf, make Kiddush, eat something, eat a Shichel Kigel, a little bit of Chumah, then you should have come into the Drasha, to the Shir of Rav Yosef. I'm not allowed to go and daven before the tzibur davens. If the tzibur is not ready to daven yet, how can I be makdim? The tzibur shanu. That's only if you're in the tzibur, meaning all the rest of the oilim is slow in their davening, and you want to daven quicker than them, so then you shouldn't be makdim your tefillah to them. In other words, you're looking at your clock. I got to run. I can't wait. If you have to go and daven Shemoneh Esrei or Musaf or whatever, and everybody, nobody else is ready yet, and you have to run, then go into a separate room, go outside, but don't do it in the middle of the tzibur, because you're then showing that you're poirish min hatzibur. So, what do I see from this? That also lately I'm shi'ak tefilasa. So, that's only if you're betzibur. But I suggested to you, says Abaya, that you should have gone out. And after all, we're all out here outside. Presumably the shul was now empty. You could have gone to the shul. Nobody's around. Daven by on your own. You could have eaten, etc. What eventually happened with all of that, the Gemara doesn't tell us, but the Gemara does tell us, that Rav Huna said that you cannot go make Kiddush before Tfilas Musaf. That's incorrect. You can make Kiddush before Tfilas Musaf. And when it comes Mincha time, you're not let it go and eat anything before Tfilas Mincha. The halacha is not like that. You are allowed to be time. You're not let it go make a big mincha and big lunch, so that people are going to go and drink and they're going to doze off, like you have here. Of course, in America, most people just eat sandwiches or whatever they take for lunch. But in Europe and Israel and the Mediterranean countries, that's sometimes the major meal for the day. And after that, that's why they have to have a siesta after that. So if you're going to have a big meal mincha time, you might fall asleep and then doze, and you're going to miss mincha. So, but you're allowed to be toyim, that you're allowed to. Good. Talk to Mishnah. From here, things are going to go a little bit more quickly, because we're going to tell us about what's very familiar to us, the Tfilis of Chunya ben Akana. These Tfilis of Chunya ben Akana are printed and published in many of the Gemaras. In fact, if you look even in our Gemara, you'll see Yiratzim Ufanecha here in the front page. Yeah, what's up here?
Why would they have a whole Maisa Rog, which is not Halacha Maisa?
Why did Gemara bring this story?
Yes, everything's not Halacha, it's not like...
I guess the first moral of the story that you learn from this is that when a person cannot make it for a shir, it's going to cause a certain amount of chalisha sadas from Rosh Hashiva, and therefore he should go over to him the next day and say, Rosh Hashiva, Ruv, I'm really sorry, I really wanted to come, but unfortunately I had 103 fever and I was at the doctor the whole day and I couldn't make it. So maybe that's why the Gemara is bringing it. Every day when he came into the Bismedish, before he started learning, he would say a tefillah, when he left, he also said a short tefillah. Mamokim, says Rashi, means mativa. Explain to us what's the nature of these tefillahs. That when I come into this medrash, I want to make sure that when I learn that chas v'sholom, I should not learn the wrong pshat, which chas v'sholom could have halachic ramifications. So I ask Hashem, give me special siyata d'shmaya. When I finish, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing me to go learn his holy Torah. Tana Rabban. The Gemara goes now into greater detail. What did Rabbi Chunya ben Akana? How is he misspelled? He wrote to Lufanecha, Hashem alekai shle yora dvar takola al yodi v'leikoshel b'dvar halacha. I should never have a takola, that no michshol should happen as a result of my learning, and I shouldn't v'leikoshel b'dvar halacha v'yismechu bi chaverai. So the two pshatim over here, how to learn these words. According to Rashi, these words go together. I shouldn't be nichshol in dvar halacha, and as a result, my friends will be chuckling and saying, ha-ha, he thinks he's the greatest of Paisik. Look, he messed up terribly. He missed a Mishnah Berurah here. He missed a Chuvus Chasam Sofer there. That was really bad, and everybody's smirking and denigrating him. That's one way of looking at it. Another pshat is, I should never be nechshel. And as a result, since I won't be nechshel, this will be chaber, and my chaber will be happy that Baruch Hashem, every psak that I give out is always halacha l'mais. It's really kinesinosim sinai, proper, the way it's supposed to be, appropriate. Good. I ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, I shouldn't say al tamei tor val tor tamei. I shouldn't mess up terribly and say what is tor is tamei, or vice versa. V'leikoshlu chaverai b'dvar halacha v'yesmach behem. And now he's misspelled the other way around too. That just like I should not be nichshel and they're going to smile, my chaverim should not be nichshel, causing me to smile. And so therefore, that was all of his tefillah when he came. B'tziyasu, when he left the Bismedish, he said, "Moedani lefenecha Hashem lekai, shesam techalki miyoshve Bismedish, v'leisam techalki miyoshve koronis." Not from those that are sitting on the corners. Now, what does yoshve koronis mean? So Rashi says on the third line, at the end of the line, chenvonim, onto the next line, oy hamei ha'aretz she'oiskin v'dvar sicha. Then instead of learning, they just go and chatter about nothingness, about narishkeit. V'osep estafke chenvonim, because presumably you have a storekeeper until the next customer comes in. What does he do all day? Talk about techniques, about the impeachment proceedings, about this and that, and climate control. Who knows? All the wichtige sachen. Yeah, exactly. All these very, very important things. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, he made me yosh mismedish, then constantly talking and learning, not talking about nonsense. Shani mashkim, hey mashkim, I get a problem, they get a problem. And he mashkim, divrei Torah, mashkim, levarim b'teilim. And he omu v'heim ha-meilim. I work hard and they work hard. And he omu mekam v'schar, v'heim meilim, v'heim mekam v'schar. This Gemara is a shtikl pella. What do you mean, him meilim, v'heim mekam v'schar? The people that work, they also mekam v'schar. Everybody gets their salary, they get their paycheck, they're meilim, they're also mekam v'schar. Zok te'evik ha-chov v'tzchayim. that the Gemara is telling us is, what happens if, for instance, a person happens to be a tailor, and you hire him to go and produce a suit for you, and then you come back 2 weeks later and you try it on, it just doesn't fit. It's too tall, it's too short, it's too this, it's too that, and sorry, tailor, I'm not going to take it from you. But I put in 12 hours, 25 hours. Sorry, it's not a good product. So he's not going to get paid a penny for anything that he did. He's only going to get paid for the finished product. Mashen ken ayid, who harv is in a black gemara, even if he doesn't come out to the amita shel Torah, he makes a mistake in his learning, he doesn't really understand everything, he gets a schar for the amelis batoira, for toiling in learning, even if after the shir, I didn't really catch every one of the points in the shir, I didn't really understand it. Fine, you get paid for the schar that you get is for your amelis. And therefore he said that's the meduyak in the Gemara, and the omu mekabel schar, heim emelim, enim mekabel schar, on my amelis and my horving in Torah, my toiling in Torah, I get schar for that, even if I don't come up with the finished product. But the tailors and the other professionals, if they don't do a good job, they don't get anything, because they have to come up with the finished product. Ani rotz veheim rotzim, I run and they run, ani rotz v'chayim l'maba, as a result of my learning, I am zoichet to go chayim l'maba, veheim rotz v'yashachas, unfortunately they don't think about these things, and then, unfortunately, ultimately after 120, they go in the other direction.
Listen, b'yashachas means what?
B'yashachas is a nice way of saying the word Gehenna.
Okay.
Tana Rabban. When Reb Lezer was sick, the Tchaminim came to go and be Mevakeh Cholim. Omer lo, and they said, Rabbeinu, limadnu orchis chayim v'niskim behem l'cholim haba. Apparently, Reb Lezer was very sick, and they were afraid that Chas v'Shalom, this might be the last time they hear any words of instruction. So they said, go and teach us how we should live our lives and how we should be zoichet to chayim haba. So Omer lehem. So Reb Lezer said to his Talmidim, Hizor b'kodim chaberechem. The first thing is, you should be very careful about the honor of your chaverim. And have your children refrain from hegyoin. Vos haste hegyoin. So you look Rashi, the fourth line on the top. Two pshat. Pshat number one is hegyoin in the middle of the line. Lo targilum b'mikra yoisim idai mishum demashcha. Don't have them learn too much nach Tanach, because that is moishich. That's interesting. All the stories in Tanach. Have them rather learn mishnayis and learn gemara, because that's the important part of Torah. The Torah is about that. Don't let them just go and waste time all day with all chattering and chittering that all the kids do, but rather they should go and learn and accomplish something. So getting back to our Gemara. The mashcha means it schleps. It's moishich. Moishich is halev. When a person reads something that is of interest, so then even though he's tired, yeah, but this is such an interesting book, I have to finish it. 3 o'clock in the morning, that was really good. Then the next morning, 7 o'clock, he can't wake up because he only slept 4 hours. So it's moishich. It schleps him. It drags him along.
It's Rabbi Lezer ben Hyrcanus was in Shechayrim at the end of his life.
And therefore?
So they're coming. We have a story when the Chachamim come to Mevakeh Chola, mm-hmm. and he dies,
mm-hmm.
but he was in Chayrim, and there was a whole problem with going to see him. And
so perhaps because of that, if you notice what it says, Chola Reb Lezer, there's an asterisk to the Gilyon HaShas, and Gilyon HaShas, Kibayga says, there should be Reb Lezer ben Azariah as opposed to
Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus, okay.
So getting back to our Gemara, so let them refrain from either learning too much Tanakh, they should go and focus more on the Mishnayos and Talmud and Gemara, or it means that they shouldn't waste their time in talking about nonsense.
Okay.
And yes, Rabbi Newman.
Isn't the root for Hagion isn't the same thing as Hagisibo Yom Valayla?
What means Vagisibo Yom Valayla?
It's
Rabbi Soloveitchik.
Mm-hmm.
So the word Vagisa and Hagion means from the same, involving yourself and immersing yourself. In that case of Hagisibo Yom Valayla, immerse yourself in Torah. Here they're immersing themselves in Tanakh as opposed to immersing themselves in Mishnayos and Gemara, or they're immersing themselves in Sichas Yeladim about nonsense, about the Knicks, about the Mets, and the Yankees, and they're Chushev Ezechem. Anyway, continue on. For all those sports fans, I'm sorry, you know, don't get offended, but good. Anyway, Vayshivim Bein Birkei Tamid Chacham, so that they should learn to talk in Torah, don't have them just go and sit by themselves on the last table there, but let them sit among Tamid Chacham, and they'll hear Tamid Chacham talking about the Tosis, about the Rashi, about the Rashbo, about the Ritva, about Svasamis, who's the outside is today, and things of that nature, and Yitzchem, then they will also talk about those things. Kshatim is Palim, and when you daven, du'ulav ne'miyatim oimdim, you should realize who you're standing in front of. And if you do all of the foregoing things, Tizkel Chayu Olam Abba. Kachchola, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Nichs Tamid of Mevakre, the Tamidim came to Mevakachola, Kimishiro, Isam, when he saw them, his Kalufka, he started crying. Amrulai, they said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amrulai Tamidim, and they addressed him with these very, very nice, honorific titles, Ner Yisrael, Amura Yemini, Patish Achozok. Why are you crying? If they were taking me to a trial in front of a Melech Bas Vedam, a regular king on this world, he's only here for the day. Tomorrow he might be dead. If he gets angry at me, it's only a momentary kas. If he puts me in jail, I'm not going to be in jail forever. Even if he kills me, it's not going to be a permanent misa because I have chayon laba. If I speak to him nicely, and if I go and send him a nice present along, I might be able to change his mind. But Alpha became Hayisi Boicha. Nevertheless, if I had such a court case in front of such a melech, I would be crying. I'd be terrified. I'd be so nervous. The Achshiv Shemalich and Oisel of Nei Melech Malchay Gelchel Kach Baruch Shum Chay the Kamli Oilam. He's an eternal king. Uli Olmi Alam Shem Koyis Olai Kasi Kasi Oilam Chasu Shalom. His Kasi is forever eternal. Vimoisrani, if he puts me in jail, I can get him. Isuriyas Oilam Vimomisani Chasu Shalom. Misasi Misas Oilam Veni Yochel Faisim Bedvarim Leleshachtem Amomen Vloyoid. After 120, after I pass on, says Bichon Zakai, they're going to be two paths. And I don't know which one. Isn't that cause to go and cry? I'm terrified.
Doesn't know.
So it shows that even the greatest tzaddikim felt that their mitzvahs did not rise to the level of what they should have been, and therefore he's saying I didn't fulfill my full potential, and I'm scared.
That's for your
shalayim, right? You hear Shiva ask for your shalayim.
So maybe that's the reason why he's crying,
right?
Maybe. Amalei Rabbeinu Bachenu, go she go and give us a bracha. Amal Hemzi, he said to them, Yirotu Shetehei Moira Shemayim Aleichem Kemoira Bas V'dam. You should have as much Yira Shemayim of the Bayer Shalayim as much as you are fearful of a Bas V'dam. Amalei Tamidav, Adkan? That doesn't sound right. We should have the amount of Yir Shemayim like we have for Bas V'dam. He says, Ahulavai, Halavai, you should have that much Yira. I'll bring you a Rayatadu. You should owe them Oivavadu. When a person does a sin, what does he do? First, he looks around to make sure there's nobody around, right? If he's going to eat Chas V'shalom, he's going to go into a trefa restaurant. He wants to make sure that there are no religious Jews walking around. He's nervous that people shouldn't see him doing that Aveda. What about the Rebbeinu Shalom sees? No, Rebbeinu Shalom, yeah, I'll work it out with God. You know, God and I, we're on good terms. Yeah, I'll work it out, no problem. So that doesn't bother him that Hashem sees. But Yirani Adam, that bothers him. Say, hey, Moira Rabbach, not Moira Rabbach, Moira Shemaim, hey, Moira Shemaim, hey, Moira Bas Vadam. Halavai, you should have at least that amount of Moira that you shouldn't go and sin. As he was passing on, he said to his Talmidim, Panu Kelim Neatuma, take out all the Kelim in the room, because as you know, it'll soon be an oil mess. It's going to be a very messy situation. Take out the furniture, take out the Kelim first, before we have a problem of Tumah Tahara. And then he said, Veichinu, Kisel Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Sheba. Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda is here on the scene. He wants to escort me to the Oil Ma'emes. Voseps Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. So the article brings B'shem Reb Sadji Goin. Reb Sadji Goin said that Reb Yechem Mezake was an Einikel. He was a descendant of Chizkiyo. And if Chizkiyo was going to take him, so to speak, into the family plot upstairs in Shemai. Zog the Mishnah. When a person daven Shemoneh Esrei, Rav Gamliel, Mechol Yom Yom Espal, Odom Shemoneh Esrei, a person should go and daven a full Shemoneh Esrei, means full 18 brachos. Rabbi Shua Omer, Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have to say the full Shemoneh Esrei, it's good enough to go and say Me'ein. Me'ein is what we call Havinenu. What is the text of Havinenu, which we'll see in tomorrow's Gemara? Havinenu is basically an abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei. It takes two or three words out of each one of the brachas for the Atachinu Lamdaz, Fen Hashiveinu, Fen Slachlanu, a couple of three or four words, and the whole Havinenu is all of four or five or six lines, and that's what we call Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Shua says, that's enough, you don't have to daven the full Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Im Shagur Tzvalach Befiv, in the good old days, they didn't have millions of Sidurim, pocket Sidurim, Sidurim in English and in French and in Russian and all different types of languages. Most people daven by heart. So if you knew the words by heart, then say the whole Shemoneh Esrei. If you don't, instead of making mistakes in your recitation of Shemoneh Esrei, say Men Shemoneh Esrei, just say Havinei. If a person makes his tefillah like an obligation, oh, I have to go, I don't want to go to davening now, I'd rather stay in bed. I have no choice. If he makes a keva, it's not received by Kodesh Baruch in the same way, if a person puts his sincere bakoshes into his davening. More, we'll talk about this more tomorrow on the Amid Beis. Similarly, the Gemara brings to Bishua, Aimah Hayuchim Mokam Sakana, a person who walks Mokam Sakana, Mispal Tefillah Katara, he should say a short Tefillah, not the Havinenu, a Tefillah Katara. What is that Tefillah Katara? Aimah. Hoisha Hashem is Amcha Es Yisrael Yisrael B'chol Parshas Iber Yitzrachem B'fanecha Baruch Atu Hashem V'shemei Atfila. The first part is easy. Hoisha Hashem is Amcha, like Hoishana, help us out as She'er Yisrael. What is this B'chol Parshas Iber? Tomorrow is going to have two pshatim, but the main pshat in the Gemara is going to be that even Chas V'Sholom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm doing an Aveira Yitzrachem B'fanecha, still the Kadosh Baruch Hu have Rachmanis on me and give me my Tzrachim, what I need.
It sounds like a separate thing. It's not like you don't say Shon Esri with it, as opposed to Avinemi. You don't say Shon Esri.
For sure, for sure. Presumably, when he gets to the regular place, he should daven the regular. Yeah, I agree with you. What happens if a person is going on his donkey, and when you are mispalel, first of all, you shouldn't be running on the donkey because you're not going to be so sure about your davening. You're going to be kind of nervous in the back of this donkey. But besides that, you also have to go and daven in the direction towards the base of Migdash. As we know, everybody davens towards Mizrach. So now when he's running on his donkey, Yer Vispal, he should get down and he should go in Mispal in the direction of the base of Migdash. Then many yochel later, if he cannot go off the donkey, says Rashi, because there's nobody around to hold on to the reins of the donkey and there's no convenient pole or tree, so he doesn't want to lose his donkey. So you're going to say, well, let him lose his donkey. Yeah, the problem is he's not going to be able to have Kavan and Shemon Esrei. If you're going to go and tell him you're going to lose your donkey, every minute he's going to be thinking, donkey, 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 instead of thinking of Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. And therefore, many Yochel. I'm sorry?
Sunday.
Sunday, Mirtashem. Will you be a Sunday too? Great, that's wonderful. Many Yochel later, and if he cannot get off the donkey, Yachz is Panav, he should go and turn his face towards Yerushalayim. Then, Yochel Achaz is Panav, Yechav Nesliber Kenegi Beis HaKodesh HaKadoshim. Then, at least, if you don't know which the direction of Mizrach is, or for whatever reason you cannot go in that direction, then at least Mechav Nesleib. And that's, of course, what we do nowadays as well. If you find yourself that you don't have your iPhone that tells you exactly with the compass in this direction, that direction, you don't know, Vivos Ven. So, you do your best, you Mechav Nesleib Kenegi Beis HaKodesh HaKadoshim. And you Mahalach Vasin, a person going on a boat, Oy Ba'asta. Asta is a raft. Same thing, you don't know exactly which direction the Sfina is headed at this any given moment, so then you mechaven leiv towards the Beis Mikdash. So, Timar, we said that there are 18 brachos in Shemoneh Esrei. What's up is 18? Hani Yudches keneged me. I'm Rav Hillel ben Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani keneged Yudches Askori she'omed David behavel Hashem b'nei Elim. That's the Mizmor the David that we say Friday nights always before. It has 18 times Hashem's name. In case you wanted to count all of them, our Torah Ora Sholem is very generous with us, and he prints the entire Mizmor the David here, as we see here on Ois Beis. So when you have a moment, count all the Hashems, and you'll see there are 18 altogether. Rav Yosef, if you start with Shema Yisrael till Vesherecha, you'll find it 18 times Hashem's name. That's why we have the 18 brachas in Tefillah in Shemoneh Esrei. Against the 18 vertebrae that a person has in his spine. So what is that? I can understand that it's connected the Yudches Haskaris of David HaMelech. I can understand the Yudches in Kriyashma. What's the team at the spine? When a person is davening and he has to bend, for instance, in Shemoneh Esrei, when you bend, like by Moedim, etc., you can't just go and do a symbolic bending. You have to bend to all of your vertebrae are out of place, so to speak. In other words, if you a person were to count all the vertebrae, if the person were not wearing a shirt and you were able to count the vertebrae, you could see each one of them because they're all straining now as a result of the person bending over, and that's the reason why they have the 18 brachas connected those 18 chulias. Ula amad kedishira iser connected libay. Don't look to his back, but look to his front. If his front, assuming the person is somewhat corpulent, not totally, totally skinny, and then when he's bending over, so then the upper part of his chest and the lower part of his belly, they kind of almost merge, but in between there seems to be like a little valley, and in that little valley in between, if an iser could go and show up over there, that shows that he is doing the proper amount of bending. Try it out when you come home, go to take out an iser, put there, an iser is twice the size of a quarter or whatever, and see if it works. As long as he bends his head, symbolically that's already enough. No. A regular person should go and do his best to do the minigantzi yispakeku kol chulyais. If a person if wants to do this symbolic type of thing, he has to mitzayir himself. What do you mean mitzayir? If you look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom, mitzayir nafshei shu nicker shechofitz lechroy alishu mitzayir. He cannot bend because as he's bending, unfortunately, he's getting into terrible, terrible back pain. He has to go and see a chiropractor. This is gefährlich. Okay, so at least have on your face a type of grimace that people should see that Nebuch, this fellow, is really in pain, and then it's enough. But otherwise, you should go and do a proper full bowing with the 18 chulios. She is pakku.
Why is it important that it's nicher befanav? Is it enough that Hashem knows your bits are?
No, the other people should
other
think
people
they
shouldn't. Should think you're cheating about
it. Exactly, they shouldn't think he's not a real
corners,
believer.
Cutting corners.
He's cutting. Oh, does I? Talking about right, Tani Tamri Sri. You're telling me they're 18. The last time I counted all the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, Tishrei, I mean, they were 19. They weren't 18. We should go and call it, instead of davening Shemoneh Esrei, we're davening Tishrei Esrei. Omer Blevi, Birchas Aminim, B'Yavna, Tuknua. When they have the problems with Aminim, Aminim again, probably is a reference to Anshe Yeshu Nasri, a Tamidi Yeshu Nasri, with the original Christians. So they made a special bracha of Lamashinim for the Aminim. Ah, that's a minimum of a second. So originally there were only 18, and a later amendment, a later addition was this 19th. But since we had these three mandiyamrim that said that they did dafka 18 because of Mizma the David, because of Shema, because of the vertebrae, so what do we do now? Zokti Yimara, Kenegit Mi Teknua, Amrablevi, Lerab Hil, Barei, Tereb Shmuel, Banachmeni, Kenegit Keil, HaKovit, Hirim. Meaning in that Mizma the David that has the 18 Shemus of Hashem shortly after the beginning. In fact, if you look in Oiz Beis, you'll see go down five or six lines. Koil Hashem Alamoyim Keila Kovet Hirim. So that Keil is also one of Hashem's names, but it's not Yud Kei Vav Kei name, so that's not part of the 18, but they added it on the 19th based on that Keil. Rabbi Yosef, can I get Echod? Shema Kriya Shema. 18 times Kodesh Baruch Hu's name Yud Kei Vav Kei in Kriya Shema, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echod. Echod is also similar to Hashem's name, so they added that as the Vlam Hashinim, the Tamchum Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kenegit Chuli Yektana Shebeshadra, in addition to the 8 big Chuliyais, there's also as a mini vertebra, and that mini one, that's the one that we're talking about, that they added on, Kenegit that for number 19.
The mini one, Kenegit the minium.
Kenegit the minium. Oh, beautiful. Oh, that was a mean joke. That was very good. Okay, everybody say have a wonderful day. Good Shabbos. All the best. Nechem, we'll see you on Sunday.